Coming up on Only a Game, a plethora of patrons prefer the Panthers. Not, but first I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The World Series is set. The Kansas City Royals, winners of 8 consecutive postseason games, will face the San Francisco Giants, who I'm sure have done something equally fantastic, although nobody seems to care. And your pick is?
My pick is the San Francisco Giants, but that having been said, this is a wonderful matchup of World Series teams that I don't believe anybody in America is going to watch.
I think you're wrong. I think Kansas City has captured considerable imagination.
I think they've captured the imagination of the dwindling number of people whose imaginations has been captured by baseball. But that's just me. I hope I'm wrong. As I said, as a matchup of teams, it's fascinating.
Retiring MLB Commissioner Bud Selig was asked this week if he had any regrets. Were you surprised to learn that he has none?
Regrets? He has a few, but then again, too few to mention.
I knew you were.
Well, I thought maybe the, the steroid thing that unfolded on his watch to which he thereupon overreacted, losing the World Series.
I was going to say, wasn't there a World
there
Series
was
a, loss? There,
he's the only one to retire without a World Series in every year he was commissioner.
World Series games can be notoriously long, of course, but Major League Baseball is testing out some new rules that might make next season's contests a little shorter. How's that working out?
Actually, they're using it in the Arizona Fall League, which is a nice take, by the way, if you ever happen to be in Arizona. And it took them 2 hours to play using the pace of play rules.
I like that.
At least one of which has been my solution to this thing all along, which is, you know, enforce the amount of time it takes to throw a pitch.
This week, the New York Times and Fox Sports published damning investigative reports into Florida State's handling of the sexual assault charges against quarterback Jameis Winston. Do you agree with only a game's favorite semi-retired sports writer, Bob Ryan, that FSU's behavior has been, quote, embarrassing?
Oh, the longer that Jameis Winston stays at Florida State, the more front page New York Times stories we're going to have about this. This is, you know, yokel law enforcement at its worst.
Since being accused of sexual assault, Winston has won a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. Am I wrong in wondering if Winston's college career has been put more in jeopardy over the alleged signing of autographs for pay than it has been over an alleged felony?
Yes, Bill, because America is insane this way. He found 2,000 signatures by Jameis Winston on an authentication website. This is, of course, in violation of any one of 9,000 NCAA rules, and, of course, is the real scandal and not the fact that the Tallahassee police is apparently the security force for a college football team.
Meanwhile, in the NFL, Cincinnati Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis has concluded that the effects of a concussion last longer now than they used to. What's the basis of that assertion?
It's the media's fault.
Oh.
Bill, you see, when someone gets a concussion and people talk about it on the radio and they talk about other people with concussions on the radio, it prompts a sort of ringing in the ears that this is all nonsense. Marvin Lewis doesn't know what he's talking about.
Last week on this program, we discussed how Rex Ryan's job as head coach of the New York Jets is in jeopardy. How's he handling the pressure, Charlie?
Not really well. A reporter from Newsday saw him punching the wall before going in and talking to the reporters. I really like Rex Ryan, and I think, you know, he'll be unemployed for about 11 seconds before somebody hires him as a defensive coordinator. I think he'll get another head coaching job pretty quickly, but he's at the end of his rope with the Jets. They are simply not the franchise you want to work for anymore.
Apparently, the jersey of a Cleveland Brown named Brian Hoyer is outselling backup quarterback Johnny Manziel's jersey for the first time. Who is Brian Hoyer?
Brian Hoyer is the guy who's actually starting at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
How silly.
And Johnny Manziel is, of course, playing behind him.
I knew that, really. 2 weeks ago, Jarryd Hayne was voted the best player in Australia's National Rugby League. I guess he couldn't stand the celebrity.
Yeah, he quit, and now he's going to go come play in the NFL. Apparently, he's met with the Seahawks, and if I know Pete Carroll, that's the kind of thing he would do. He says he's going to be a punt returner or a kick returner, and if he's played rugby at that level, he's certainly crazy enough to be either one.
NBA games are currently 48 minutes long, and the league is investigating the possibility that 44 minutes might be a better length for a game. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. They're trying to find a way not to reduce the total number of games and the length of the season. So what they're going to do is try to make the games themselves shorter and therefore the travel less taxing than it usually is. I don't know if it'll work. Certainly there's more than enough room to speed the game up in the NBA.
At a Los Angeles Lakers practice this week, Kobe Bryant said the players are overpaid, so why isn't he willing to take a pay cut?
because the owners are also overpaid.
Yes,
and
all
just
part
cut
of
a,
his contention. A
monstrous TV deal. So yeah, I mean, let's take as a given that everybody in professional sports is pretty much overpaid, and go from there.
Kenyans Eliud Kipchoge and Rita Jeptu won last Sunday's Chicago Marathon, and a runner named Brian Duffy failed to finish that race. What was the fatal flaw in Mr. Duffy's marathon plan?
Well, judging from his mugshot, and that should be a real clue,
That's a clue.
It's very hard to run a marathon while you're wearing a striped dress shirt. But apparently Mr. Duffy was digging around some flower pots in a suspicious fashion. The cops approached him, and he took off into the street and right into the flow of the marathon runners. If he went half a mile, I'd be amazed. And then the pack thinned out, and he fell. And the police tackled him, and he fell on his face. And they found drugs and $500 in cash on him, which I'm fairly sure he didn't get from the race organizers.
And finally, Charlie, the Parmigiani company, makers of a watch that costs a little bit over $26,000, are cranking up production. What's got them anticipating increased demand?
Well, the members of FIFA, the world's most corrupt organization, were gifted these $26,000 watches prior to the World Cup. And, of course, they had to give them back because the one thing FIFA doesn't want is bad publicity on the fact that it's the world's most corrupt organization. Parmigiani said this is the best thing's ever happened to sales for them.
Now everybody wants
wear a bribe like the FIFA guys do.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.